Adam's rib. Now, what happened to it?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the powerful best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. Well, Ken, you've heard that urban myth that men have one less rib than women, and supposedly it's because God took a rib from Adam's side to make Eve. Now, that story is still circulating, isn't it?
Well, unfortunately it is, and we need to understand that men and women have exactly the same number of ribs. You know, when you think about it, it's an important question, and not as silly as it might sound at first. Look, let me explain. Just because God took a rib from Adam to make Eve would not mean that all of Adam's male descendants would have had one less rib. Remember, it's our genes that determine how many ribs a person will have. Now, for example, if I lost a finger in an accident and then had more children, they would not have one less finger. This is because the blueprint for our bodies is in the genes, the DNA in our cells. So if you lose something like a rib or a finger, this in no way affects the genes you pass on to your children. Second, remember from your biology classes that ribs regenerate if the outer covering is left intact. In other words, Adam would have had his missing rib back quite quickly. It's a fascinating question with an answer from Genesis.
The book of Genesis also provides the answer to the intriguing question, how old is the earth and universe? Ken Ham and Dr. Terry Mortensen have written booklets that address that difficult question. They're available free on our website, answersradio.com.